Well, hello, everybody. It is Dr. Martoni, and I'd love to welcome you to week three of the gluten-free challenge. And I just want to say congratulations, because this is really where most of the positive changes start to happen. At the beginning, we talk about going gluten-free, and you're gonna start to, gluten in general is an irritation to the GI tract. So once you start to pull gluten away from the system, we are, as we talked about in the first call, we are addicted to it. So we have this opiate type of reaction. So at the beginning, it's common for people to have anxiety, believe it or not, going gluten-free. I know especially during this challenge, one of their goals for going gluten-free is to decrease weight. And at the beginning, because you could get more bloated, you actually can increase some weight. You could get some brain fog. Constipation is a very common side effect of once you start to go gluten-free, some dizziness, fatigue, headaches. There are negativities. Well, I shouldn't even say they're negativities. There seemingly are, once somebody pulls themselves off of gluten, you tend to have all these negative reactions. And most people in our culture tend to start going gluten-free, get these reactions, and then what ends up happening is they stop because, they heard from somebody that, going gluten-free is bad for them, and you start to, and that's reinforced with feeling this way. So ultimately what's happening is people stop and they say, well, going gluten-free is bad for you. It's bad for your digestive tract. When in fact, once you start to reach this 2-week point and moving more specifically into this 3-week point, a lot of those negative side effects start going away. The cravings, tend to get a little bit greater right around week 3 because our body really doesn't have any more gluten. It's pretty, getting cleaned of gluten, and a lot of the GI tract disturbances and bloating and all that stuff starts to go away, and things start to become a lot more focused. A lot less symptomatic, and you start to get that flat stomach, and now you'll start to really feel the effects of going gluten free. Now the negative effect is directly related to the amount of gluten you were eating before the challenge. So if you were having, bread for breakfast and toast, sandwiches for lunch, which is also gluten, and then at night you were having some bread or you had some pasta, and you really had a heavy gluten diet, if your diet was really heavily involved with gluten, what you're going to notice when you go gluten-free, you're going to have a lot more of these negative reactions. And the people that didn't have so much gluten in their diet, or this is the 6th annual gluten-free challenge, and the people that have done it with us year after year and have decreased gluten overall in their diet, you're going to have a much less negative effect when you start to go gluten-free. Like at the beginning, I've gotten all sorts of great feedback, but at the beginning I've lost so far 7.5 pounds, and I haven't even started my cleanse yet. Today's the first day of my actual cleanse for those of you that are doing the optional cleanse. And some people started the optional cleanse earlier, but I've had some, people losing 8-9 pounds, and that's only after 2 weeks. That's a lot of weight. But then, some people are gaining a pound or two and feeling bad about it. But that's where that bloating and stuff like that comes in. So for those of you that are doing the cleanse, and even if you're not doing the cleanse, I talk about as we start to go into these next few weeks, we're going to start to cut into our fat cells, and we'll start to break down that fat. For those of you, I really hope that you would, if you weren't there for the Whole Foods talk, I hope that you listen to it, because we talked in depth about stimulating our fat metabolism, which means, eating more healthy fats and less carbohydrates. And as you do that, you're going to break down more of that fat in your that lives in your system. And by breaking down that fat, that actually causes some toxins to be released into the system. So it's really important, and I can't highlight this enough, that you drink a lot of water. You need to really try to strive for half of your body weight in ounces of water a day. You know, that's it. That. So now what you're doing is you're healing the GI tract. You're eating more high fats. You're eating more green foods, which is also detoxifying. And now you're drinking water, and you're getting all of that stuff out of your system. Really, really starts to, these next few weeks, that you'll start to see some decrease in weight. And through this whole process, I've really, really tried to emphasize that just because something says that it's a gluten-free food doesn't make it a health food. This is being gluten-free is not a being on a, or I guess quote unquote gluten-free diet itself doesn't make it a healthy process. What makes it a healthy process is the way that you eat when you are gluten-free. So focusing on those good fats, you know, those nuts and avocados, like we talked about last week. And if you didn't listen to it, I would recommend that you go to the website. I sent out the link and listen to it, because getting into those high fat foods will stimulate that fat metabolism. And at this point, also that leaky gut, or that we talked about in the first call, that leaky gut is starting to heal. So really, these next few weeks, you start to see the benefit of going gluten free, and that's also assuming that you have a gluten sensitivity, which most people do, but some people don't. And the best way to know if you do are gluten sensitive is to take yourself off of gluten for these 30 days. And then we start to add it back in. And if you get negative effects when you add the gluten back in, which will be the topic of our next call, that is when you really know if how gluten is going to affect you. Because you don't just want to, after being gluten free for 30 days, you don't just want to have a big pizza or a big bowl of pasta. You want to really add that stuff if you do choose. I mean, I have some people that have done the gluten-free challenge, and it's been a game changer for them, and they've totally, totally changed their entire eating habits, and they're completely gluten-free. And that kind of goes to another point that I'd like to make, is that your taste buds start to change. I hear this all the time, where people say, "Oh, I don't like that. I hate that." And what you see is, once you start to eat differently, you start to crave and get and find a liking to different foods. This is very apparent if any of you have tried to go or have taken yourself off of soda, or you've really decreased your sugar. If you decrease your sugar and you do that over a long period of time, then you have a Coke. The Coke tastes disgusting because it's just so high in sugar, and your taste buds aren't accustomed to that. But those people that drink Coke all the day, they love it and they crave it. So I'll give you, for instance, we eat at Legal Seafoods quite a bit, and I went to Legal Seafoods the first day of the cleanse, and I had their gluten-free bread. They have some gluten-free rolls, and I'll tell you, the gluten-free rolls, they did not taste good to me at all, so I didn't even eat them. I just went to Legal's yesterday, right before I did doing the cleanse today, and I had tried those gluten-free rolls again, because I knew, and I know principle-wise, that your taste buds do change, and I had it, and I'm like, oh man, these rolls, they're really not that bad. So ultimately, what happened is my taste buds have changed, and that. Once you start to get into this eating style, if you start to go and you start to eat what you ate before, like those heavy pasta meals or something like that, you're going to notice right off the bat that it just doesn't taste good to you anymore. Now, if you slowly start to add, you know, that pasta back into your diet, you'll go back to where those taste buds are. But I really want to stress that you don't have to go back to that old eating lifestyle. You know, eating salads and more green live foods and healthier fats. That is always better for you. It's more anti-inflammatory. It helps decrease some of that inflammation in our body. It's better for us overall to eat less food and to keep our insulin levels, like we talked about in the last call, stabilized using food, and eat less over a longer period of time, because ultimately it's healthier to have less fat on our bodies. And when we're starting to eat these carbohydrates in these high grain food, or these foods that are, you know, very starch and carbohydrate loaded, we end up have an enormous amount of quick sugar, which raises our insulin levels and it builds up our fat cells. So we just want to be really cautious as we start to kind of go through or towards the end of this process to just add that gluten back in. And we'll talk, like I said, a lot more about that on our next call. But on this call, I really wanted to highlight, at this point, that it is normal to not feel so great going gluten-free, because these are all, like I said, the negative side effects that kind of go along with gluten. And now that you have been gluten-free for a period of a couple of weeks, and we're going into our third week, try different foods that you didn't like before. You know, sometimes some of the vegetables will taste a little bit better, or some of those old foods that they haven't tried. And even if it doesn't taste good now, if you don't like something, freeze it, put it in a bag, vacuum seal it, and then try it later as you start to kind of go along with this. And one of the biggest things that is the most beneficial things for me too, to decrease those cravings is or the allure of eating gluten, is to kind of clean my house out. So we cleaned our house out of all of our gluten foods, not all of it, but most of it, you know, any snacks that you like and all those cookies, and you kind of clean your house out and you keep your cabinets clear of all that stuff. And, and then kind of moving forward, depending on how you feel being gluten-free and how you feel through this process, it's going back to the different foods, like I said. It's going to be up to you. But, I hope that you're enjoying this process. And, keeping this going, next month we're going to be doing a talk. It's a good heart, good pH talk. And to have a healthy heart and to really keep a healthy system, let's say, free of high cholesterol and high blood pressure, we really need to be talking about alkalization or body pH. So a good, stepping stone from being gluten-free. So now kind of take the next step level, to the next step, we want to start monitoring our pH. And if you're interested in that talk, I think the talk is now an event at the bottom of our page on the website. So if you go to AtlantisWellness.com, you go all the way to the bottom of the page, you'll be able to see that event. It's in the middle of February at some point. It's called Good Heart, Good pH. And, learn how to lower your cholesterol naturally, get off of the blood pressure medications if you're on them right now. And, there are very, very safe, effective ways of doing that. We've been on CBS News talking about blood pressure and the effects of chiropractic specifically has on it. So, I'm committed to making this 2016 my healthiest year ever. Hopefully you guys stay connected and stay on board. Also, download that app. We're doing some pretty cool stuff with that. Just go to the App Store and type in Atlantis Chiropractic. You'll be able to stay connected. So that's really pretty much what I wanted to highlight on tonight's call. Pretty quick call. But if anybody has any questions, if you're listening to this on the webcast, you can go to that button and ask a question. If you're listening to this on the phone, and you can click star 2 on your phone, I can unmute the line, and then you'll be able to ask a question. And it's funny, one last point. Like the first call we had, about 75 of the 100 and I think 10 or 15 people doing this. So the lines were packed, and the web, online was packed too, listen to it online. Now we have half of the people. Whether more people are listening to it online, or the 30 people on the line right now, or 35 people on the line, and are you know, or have the other half are listening to it at home. It's funny. Once you start to kind of get into something, people start to drop off a little bit at a time. But I just want to, you know, commend you for guys who are on the line staying and sticking to it. If you have any questions, star two on your phone. If not, have a great night. And remember, together we're going to make 2016 the healthiest year ever. Thank you.
The moderator has left the conference.